Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Well, welcome to one of the latest buzzwords, journey and experience. It's becoming one of those terms that everyone likes to say, but no one really knows how to talk about. Given that the journey and the experience is coming to meetings and conventions, let's drill down on how to have this conversation without sounding like an idiot. First up, don't assume anything. Do not ask, what is the attendee's journey here? That question really doesn't work because, one, you just insinuated that the buyer is stupid if they don't have an attendee journey, or two, the question is way too general for those who use this strategy. Instead, start broad with a lot of groups are creating attendee journeys to promote attendance to specific subgroups. Who do you want to attract to this event? A more open-ended question addresses strategy and allows the buyer to discuss the tactics they use. Another way to broach the subject is by approach. Say something like, I believe that blah blah content is part of a larger machine. We partner with folks to not only provide killer content, but also leverage that material in innovative ways that promote the event both before and after. If you want, we can brainstorm ways to do that if you can brief us on your attendee strategy. That opens the door to a larger conversation that you can determine if these terms are used. You may notice the underlying theme here. Open the door. If you start broad and then drill down, you come off like you're having a conversation and sharing ideas, not tossing out buzzwords that may not have the same meaning to the buyer. Again, the last thing we want to do is to make anyone, them or us, appear stupid. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.